الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many many benefits when reciting salawat, durood, salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One blessed hadith, the summary of which mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, that person who recites durood sharif, salawat, or salutations upon me 50 times daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah. Indeed, the month of Safar al-Muzaffar is the month where many A'ras, the Urs, and death anniversaries of many awliya are celebrated. Especially our Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, the Mujaddid and the Reviver of the 14th century Hijri, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He has many karamat, many marvels and miracles attributed to him. Once, Abdul Majid bin Abdul Malik, who was an aged scribe of Karachi, he had mentioned a faith-refreshing incident. He says, I was only 13 at the time. My stepmother had become insane. She had to be kept in chains on the top floor of the house. Extensive medical treatments were carried out but in vain. On somebody's advice, I and my father managed to take her to Bareilly Sharif whilst in these chains. My mother kept abusing all the way. When she saw Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, she shouted and screamed, Who are you and why have you come here? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali told her very gently, I have come for your betterment. My mother harshly said, Will you do what I wish? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali replied, Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My mother said, Make me behold Sayyidina Ali, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. Upon hearing this, His Excellency, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, removed his blessed shawl from his shoulders and covered his blessed face with it. Then he uncovered his blessed face. Now, instead of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, Sayyidina Ali Karamullahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem was in front of us with his refulgent countenance. My mother was lost in beholding Sayyidina Ali Karamullahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. I and my father also beheld Sayyidina Ali Karamullahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem in this state of wakefulness. Sayyidina Ali Karamullahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem then covered his blessed face with the shawl and then uncovered it. Now, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali was present in front of us with his smiling face. Thereafter, giving some medicine in a bottle, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali said, These are two doses. Give one dose to the patient, but do not give the second dose if not required. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my mother recovered from insanity with just one dose of that medicine. Since then, she has not suffered from any mental illness the rest of her life. Once, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali was supposed to go to the harbour to welcome the Hujjaj and the pilgrims. The hired transport was delayed. One of the disciples, Murids, Ghulam Nabi, went to bring a horse cart without informing anybody. When he returned with the horse cart, he saw that the booked transport had also arrived. He then gave a penny, a quarter of a rupee, to the cart owner and let him go. Nobody else was aware of this incident. After 4 days, Ghulam Nabi came to the great court of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, who gave him a penny. He asked, What is this penny for? Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali replied, That day when you gave a penny to that cart man, Ghulam Nabi became astonished as he had not told the incident to anybody yet. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, he was aware of it. Seeing him in deep thought, people said, "Why are you losing this penny? Take it as a sacred tabarruk and relic." He then took the penny. As long as that sacred penny remained in his possession, he did not face any financial problem. Once an aged woman who was a disciple, a murid of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, her husband was sentenced to 12 years of imprisonment and a penalty of 5,000 rupees as a result of a murder case. She lodged an appeal in the court. She said that she visited the blessed court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali daily since the day of lodging the appeal. A few days before the court's decision, she came to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali properly veiled and requested for assistance. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali advised her to recite Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel abundantly. She then left. She visited several times and Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali would advise her the same. At last, the date of the court's decision arrived. She came and urged, "Today is the decision which will be made." He Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali replied, "Keep reciting that same invocation." Listening to the same reply, she became slightly annoyed and returned muttering, "When my peer does not help, why would anybody else help?" When Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali observed the situation, he called her back and said, "Take this beetle, this pan." She replied, "I am already having it." Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali insisted, but she was a little displeased. Then, presenting it to her with his own blessed hands, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali said, "He has been released. Now have this." Listening to this, she took it happily and went home. When she reached near her home, her children came to her hurriedly and said, "Where were you? A person with a telegram is waiting for you." Receiving the telegram, she happily went home, where she got the telegram read out, and in this way, she came to know that her husband has been released. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyid Qanat Ali Shah was a faint-hearted person. Once upon hearing about a patient's critical surgery, he passed out. Many attempts were made, but in vain. A request was made in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali came and placed his blessed hand on Sayyid Sahib onto his lap with great affection. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali came and placed the head of Sayyid Sahib onto his lap with great affection. Then he placed his blessed handkerchief onto Sayyid Sahib's face. Suddenly, Sayyid Sahib recovered from his unconsciousness and opened his eyes. Seeing his head in the lap of a waliullah, a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal of the era, the Sayyid Sahib became overjoyed and tried to get up in honor, but could not due to weakness. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Bareilly Sharif, there was a person who did not pay due respects to the awliya, the saints of Islam, and believed that the system of Piri Muridi is unfounded. Some people of his family were the disciples of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. They convinced him to meet with Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. On the way, they went past a confectioner's shop where sweetmeats were being cooked. Seeing delicious sweets, his mouth watered and he said, "I will go only if you serve me the sweetmeat." They told him that the sweets will be served on return from the visit of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Anyway, they all reached the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. Meanwhile, a man entered with a basket full of that same sweetmeat at the confectioner's shop. After Fatiha, the sweets were served to everybody. It was a tradition in the court of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali that the descendants of the grand family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam and those who have adorned their faces with the blessed sunnah of the beard, they would be given two pieces of the sweetmeat. Since that person did not have a beard, He was given only one piece of this sweetmeat. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali ordered the distributing person to give him two. He said, "Your Grace, he doesn't have a beard." Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali smiled and said, "He has a strong appetite for this. Give him one more." Seeing this marvel and karamat, the person became a murid of Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali and then began to respect the grand saints of Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once an astrologer came in the court of Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. He, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, asked this astrologer, "Tell me when it would rain according to your calculations." Having made some calculations, the astrologer then said, "There is no water in this month. It will rain next month." Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali said, "Allah Azza wa Jal is omnipotent. If He Azza wa Jal wills, it may rain even today. You are looking at the stars, whereas I am looking at the power of the creator of those stars. There was a wall clock over there." Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali asked, "What time is it?" The astrologer replied, 11:15. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali further asked, "How much time is left to 12 o'clock? He replied, 45 minutes. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali asked again, "Can it be 12 o'clock before 45 minutes? He replied in the negative. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali then stood up and rotated the needles of the clock. Now the clock was chiming at 12 o'clock. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali then said, "You said that it cannot be 12 before 45 minutes. So how is it 12 o'clock right now?" The astrologer replied, "You altered the position of those needles of the clock. Otherwise, it would have taken 45 minutes to reach 12 o'clock. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali then said, "Allah Azza wa Jal is most powerful. He Azza wa Jal may move a star anywhere at any time. You predicted that it would rain next month, but if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, it may start raining today at the very same moment." As soon as Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali uttered this, clouds appeared on the sky and it began to rain. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Once Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali was invited to a religious gathering in some area of Bareilly Sharif, the murids and the disciples arranged a palanquin for his comfortable travelling. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali got onto it. Four labourers were picking and they were walking. After they had moved a few steps, Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali called out, "Stop the palanquin, stop it!" The palanquin stopped. He, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, immediately got off and asked, "Truthfully tell me, which one of you is a Sayyid?" After insisting, one of them said, "I am a Sayyid." No sooner had he completed his sentence, Al Hazrat, the great Mujaddid of the era, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, took off his Imamah Sharif and fell at the feet of the Sayyid. He then asked him for forgiveness with tears trickling down his blessed face. He said, "Honorable Prince, please forgive this mistake of mine. I have unintentionally made this error. Oh, how dreadful! I took a ride on the shoulders of the Prince, whose blessed slippers are the majestic crown on my head. On the Day of Judgment, if Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked me, 'O Ahmad Raza, were the delicate shoulders of my son for bearing the burden of your palanquin?' What reply would I give? Please forgive me." After obtaining a verbal forgiveness from the Prince, Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali expressed his last desire, "Dear Prince, the only way to compensate for this is that I must carry you on my shoulders and you must sit in this palanquin." After insisting, the great Prince, the Sayyid, got onto it. Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali was then satisfied. What a heart-rending scene was this. The grand Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah sacrificed the glory of his divinely bestowed knowledge and worldwide fame at the feet of an unknown laborer, that is, a prince, a Sayyid, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal also grant us deep love for all Sahaba Ikram, for all Ahlul Bayt, for all Awliya Allah. امين بجاه النبي الامين صلى الله تعالى عليه واله وسلم. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.